Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll be doing some dancing, putting on some hats, drinking some coffee, and we'll take a trip down south to Dixie. To get us started, last week, April 4th, marked the birth in 1895 on New York's Lower East Side of Moses Teichman. You may not recognize the name Moses Teichman, but you've probably heard of him as Arthur Murray. He studied drafting in his early years and began teaching dance as an evening job in 1912, but soon was making more money as a dance instructor than from his day job. He took lessons himself from Irene and Vernon Castle and later applied for a job with their studio, teaching in Marblehead, Massachusetts, and at the Battery Park Hotel in Asheville, North Carolina. When World War I broke out, Teichman changed his name to make it sound less German. In 1919, he enrolled in a business administration course at Georgia Tech and taught dancing in his spare time at the Grill Room of the Georgian Terrace, the leading resort hotel in Atlanta. The following year, he began selling dance lessons by mail using a kinetoscope, a moving picture device, and then hit upon the idea of the now famous footprints. This idea proved very successful, and he gave up teaching personal dance lessons and concentrated on his mail-order business. In 1925, he opened a studio in New York and got a contract supplying dance instructors to each of the hotels in the Statler Hotel chain. This was the beginning of the franchise system. The first official Arthur Murray franchise was opened in Minneapolis in 1938, and many more followed. In 1950, he had a 15-minute dance program on CBS television, which later moved to ABC TV, and expanded to 30 minutes. In 1952, the show moved back to CBS, where it was sponsored by General Foods and stayed on the air until 1960. Arthur Murray died in Honolulu, Hawaii, on March 3, 1991. So here to commemorate Arthur Murray's birthday are some dancing songs, beginning with B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra.
Thank you.
some rapidly rotating records about dancing to commemorate the birth on April 4th, 1895 of Arthur Murray. We begin the show with B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra from November 30th, 1928 and Dance Little Lady, written by Cole Porter. And next we heard Both Sides of a 78 on the British Coliseum label from around June of 1926. That was called Latest Dance Hits of 1926 and was a medley comprised of Pearl of Malabar, Summer Rain, Two Sad Eyes, My Irish Home Sweet Home, No Sir, No Sir, That's Not My Girl, and You've Got Those Wanna Go Back Again Blues. That was performed by the Coliseum Dance Orchestra. The Coliseum label used masters from the Aeolian Company as well as Star Piano Company. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. This past week, on April 3rd in 1829, James Carrington of Wallingford, Connecticut, received a patent for his coffee mill. So, to commemorate Mr. Carrington's invention, here are some rapidly rotating records about one of my favorite beverages, coffee, beginning with Caroline Johnson.
Thank you. corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, let's have another piece of pie. Trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
Such a thrill, I know it always will. My head is turning, and just from learning your estimation of me. And as for you, I'll say, I feel the self same way. You're the cream in my coffee, you're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most girls tell love tales, and you'll find each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
Some coffee songs to commemorate James Carrington's patent for his coffee mill. We began with Caroline Johnson, accompanied on piano by Fats Waller on May 1st, 1926, and Ain't Got Nobody to Grind My Coffee. Then it was Enrique Madriguera and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra in May of 1932, and Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee, which sounds like a pretty good idea to me. Personally, I drink my coffee black, but we wrapped up with Annette Hanshaw and her Novelty Orchestra on a Harmony 78 from November 8, 1928, and De Silva Brown and Henderson's You're the Cream in My Coffee. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, and KISL.org. We're also available on demand, anytime at all, on the internet. So whenever you need some happy, upbeat, toe-tapping music, you can just log on to www.radiofreeworld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Thank you, Will. Last week, on April 3rd in 1866, Rudolf Eckemeyer and G. Osterheld received a patent for a blocking and shaping machine for hats. And on March 27, 1884, Eckemeyer incorporated in Yonkers, New York, as the Eckemeyer Hat Curling Machine Company, which grew into the Waring Hat Company, the nation's largest hat manufacturer at the time. So here to commemorate Eckemeyer and Osterheld are some rapidly rotating records about hats, beginning with Billy James Dance Orchestra.
Thank you. Come on, fingers, play them pretty. Here's where Papa has to talk about Mama's clothes. Where did you get that hat? Tell me, pretty maid. My, but isn't it becoming? And such a lovely shade. I've got to tell you that you're a pip in green. And if I'm not too familiar, by that I simply mean, in your green hat, you're beautiful. The best dressed gal in town. In your green hat, you're wonderful. From your shingle top all the way down, you're like a fashion show from head to toe. And what a figure, what a face, and what a chapeau. Which all means that you're simply marvelous in your green hat. Now play a pretty finger. You know, honey, Papa's bought you a lot of hot clothes here recently. Got you that beautiful blue dress, those passionate red shoes, and those loud pink socks, and a lot of other things I don't like to print, you know. But above everything else that you've got, you look the best in your green hat. Why, in that hat you're beautiful. Honey, you're the best dressed gal in this town. In your green hat, you're wonderful. From your shingle top all the way down, you're like a fashion show from head to toe. What a figure, what a face, mammy, mammy, what a chapeau. Which all means that you're simply marvelous in your hat. Now play them fingers while Papa dances.
Thank you.
some songs about hats to commemorate Eichemeyer and Osterheld's patent of a hat-blocking machine. We began with Billy James Dance Orchestra with the vocal by Larry Abbott and Pa's Old Hat from March 12, 1929. Next, it was the whispering pianist Art Gillum and In Your Green Hat. Art was accompanied on piano on that March 16, 1926 recording by Lou Pollock. And we finished up with Look in the Looking Glass from June 5, 1931. So what does Look in the Looking Glass have to do with hats? Well, it was performed there by Ben Selvin as Phil Hughes and his Hi-Hatters.
That's silly!
I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at radiofreeworld.com. Last week, on April 4th, in 1859, in New York City, Daniel Decatur Emmett introduced his new song, I Wish I Was in Dixie's Land, which was later named simply Dixie. At the time, Emmett was performing with Bryant's Minstrels. The tune was popular in both the North and the South, and at the beginning of the Civil War, troops of both armies marched to it. But just 2 years later, the song became identified as a Southern tune, much to the dismay of the composer, who was not a Southern sympathizer. In any case, to commemorate Daniel Emmett's song, here are some rapidly rotating records about Dixie, beginning with the Grand Central Red Cap Quartet.
Thank you.
Oh, wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there am not forgotten. So peculiar, glory, glory, hallelujah. Then they start to wash their sins away by that old Swanee, that Swanee shore.
Some Dixie songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started off with the Grand Central Red Cap Quartet and My Little Dixie Home from August 14, 1931. Composer, arranger, saxophonist, and pianist Robert F. Cloud had played with Alonzo Ross and his deluxe syncopators, the QRS Boys, and had his own orchestra. He was pianist in the Grand Central Red Cap Quartet, which was so named because at that time, in 1931, he was employed as a porter. Next, it was Bernie Cummins and his orchestra and When the Dixie Stars Are Playing Peekaboo, written by Al Bernard and Joe Henning. The orchestra on that May 20th, 1924 Jeanette recording was under the direction of Gene King, with Bernie Cummins on drums. And we just heard from Fred Rich and his orchestra and Dixie Jamboree. That version of Dixie Jamboree was recorded by Columbia on November 15th, 1929 and featured the vocal by the Rollickers. He also recorded it in the same session as an instrumental, which was issued on the Harmony label. But then, he could do anything he wanted, because at the time, Fred Rich was musical director for the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Well, this being the first Rapidly Rotating Records show of April, here are some Rapidly Rotating Records about April, beginning with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra.
In blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never miss a warm embrace, till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Showers
make way for sweet Mayflowers,
and then comes June and moon and you.
A moon and a fool.
March winds and April showers, romance will soon be ours. An outdoor paradise for two.
That's me on the outside, man.
With your lips to mine,
mm-hmm.
In a thrill divine.
That's fine.
I'll be so inspired. I will get to the moon for a toy balloon.
And some.
March winds and April showers
make way for happy hours.
And May time.
June time.
Love time and you.
souls that goodly share a bliss. When the sun gives way to April showers, here's a thought we should never miss. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining a rain, you know, it's raining violet. And where you see clouds on the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along, though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers or regret, because it isn't raining or rain, you know, it's raining violet. And where you see clouds on the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Well, this being April, it seemed appropriate to play some April songs. We began with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra and April in Paris. The vocal on that January 6, 1934 recording was by Les Allen. Next, it was Wingy Minone and the Harlem Hotshots from February 20, 1935 and March Winds and April Showers. And, of course, what would a set of April songs be without April Showers, composed by Lou Silvers with the lyrics by Buddy DeSilva. Originally, I was going to play a version by Gene Rodemich's orchestra, but, of course, that was Al Jolson from October 21st, 1921. And I played it specifically as a reminder about the upcoming 70th anniversary screening right here in the Casino Theater of the Al Jolson picture Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. That will take place at 3:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, May 15th. That event kicks off an entire Jolson weekend as the International Al Jolson Society Festival takes place aboard the Queen Mary in Long Beach, May 16, 17, and 18. You can get more complete information by visiting the website of the International Al Jolson Society at www.jolson.org and clicking on the link to the festival. That's the 70th anniversary screening of Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, right here at the Casino Theater in Avalon at 3:30 on Thursday, May 15th, 2003. And to close out this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here is Al Jolson and Hallelujah, I'm a Bum.
The weather's getting fine. The coffee tastes like wine. You happy hobo, sing Hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? It's spring, you hobo, sing Hallelujah, I'm a bum again. your home is always near. The moon's your chandelier, your ceiling is the sky. Way up high, the road is your estate, the earth your little dinner plate. It's spring, you hobos sing, hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Rockefeller's busy giving dough away, Chevrolet is busy making cars. Hobo, you keep busy when they throw away slightly you cigars. Hobo, you've no time to shirk, you're busy keeping far away from work. The weather's getting fine, the coffee tastes like wine. You happy hobo sing, hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? It's spring, you hobo sing, hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Your home is always near, the moon's your chandelier, your ceiling is the sky. Way up high, the road is your estate, the earth your little dinner plate. It's spring, you hobo sing, hallelujah, I'm a bum again.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.